When you start working towards your dream life, you might see a negative reaction from your friends. If your friends are used to watching TV all the time, of going out to drink all the time, and you want to start an online business, they're not gonna be pretty happy about it. They will tell you, hey, you will fail, this will never work for you, why do you have to do that, why don't you come join us for drinks, and they will slow you down a lot. One of my mentors, Ramit Sethi, called these friends toxic friends, and that's exactly what they are. These are the people that try to constantly slow you down, and you know, when you go and talk to them, instead of feeling happy after talking with them, you feel like completely burned because you have to argue with them and explain them how what you're doing is, you know, actually really good and exciting for you, and they just never agree. They try to say that you will fail, they try to slow you down. Why are they doing that? Well, because, you know, they don't want you to change. They don't want you to live the life that you want to live, because they would be jealous of it. And they themselves would feel like failures. They would feel like you're actually living the life that you want to live while they're still doing the things that they hate. They hate their jobs. They don't enjoy the life that they have. They have some dreams, they're not on paper, they're in their heads. They say like, oh, you know, I just wish I had more money so I could do this or do that. But they don't do anything towards that. And everybody has friends like that. I know I had them, and you know, they were always negative, criticizing me, never offering me any support at all. So how do you deal with that? Can you like change these friends? Very rarely can you actually change those people. It's sad, but you know, from my experience, I've managed to actually, you know, transform a few of my friends. They decided to, you know, start living their lives after they've seen my success. But the most majority of the people that were very negative beforehand are still very negative. So if you really want to succeed in life, if you want to build a new lifestyle, then I would recommend you to slowly start saying no to these friends. Slowly start avoiding them a little bit. I'm not saying that you have to completely, you know, get out of touch with them. You can still meet them for drinks once a week, once or every 2 weeks, but don't spend all the time with them. Now, after you do that, you know, after you say to them like, hey, you know, you'll probably feel like, okay, you know, but what exactly do I say to them? If they want to grab drinks with me, you know, how do I not sound like an asshole? What if they won't want to hang out with me anymore? This might happen that they won't want to hang out with you anymore. However, as long as you're proactive, which we talked about beforehand, like if you want to keep these relationships going, that's fine. But you can always take the initiative. You can say like, hey, why don't we meet once per week, you know, on Friday, on drinks? But other nights, unfortunately, I'm not free because I'm working on a project and I really want to make it happen. And, you know, if you do that, you will probably still have a certain fear inside of you. You'll be like, okay, you know, but, you know, these are the only friends I have. What am I supposed to do? If they don't support me, you know, they're still my friends. I should still accept them. But if, you know, they stop hanging out with me, I'll just be alone and lonely. And, you know, what am I going to do all the time? Well, you might not spend so much time with them anymore. However, there will be new people that will come into your life. When you start working on an online business, there will be new people that you will meet. You will start talking to other bloggers or people who have created their products. When you start a consulting business, you will meet other consultants. When you start a new sport like kickboxing, you will meet other kickboxers. And those people will take you to the next level. They will support you, they will give you encouragement, they will give you advice, and they will help you live your dream life. And I'll talk to you and show you exactly how to do that tomorrow in the video.